WPB News, I'm Susie Hansen. State Senator Billy Sutton is running for South Dakota's highest office in 2018. The Democrat from Burke is the first to announce a bid for governor in the state's minority party. Sutton has served in the state legislature for 7 years. He says he's able to get elected in a district that's majority Republican and is able to do so in a statewide race.
Because of the values I was raised with, and that comes down to the challenges that I've faced that have taught me the value of faith and hard work and integrity. And we need that more than ever in politics. We need somebody with integrity and somebody that's honest and is going to shoot people straight. And I think that's really important in politics and in government.
Sutton joins the ranks of two other state political heavies vying for the governor's role, Congresswoman Kristi Noem and Attorney General Marty Jackley. Terry LaFleur and Laura Hubbell have also announced bids for the state's top office. Governor Dennis Dugard is term limited and cannot seek re-election. Next week, AARP representatives from South Dakota and across the nation plan to go to Washington, D.C. to lobby against the American Health Care Act. AARP opposes the current form of the health care bill because it would increase health insurance costs for people over the age of 50 if the bill passes. SDPB's Dean Welty reports.
The American Health Care Act has passed through the House and is now in the U.S. Senate for revisions and review. But the current draft of the health care bill has what is being called an age tax. This tax would allow insurance companies to charge 5 times the average insurance rate for people over the age of 50. Currently, insurance companies can only charge up to 3 times the average rate for individuals over 50. Eric Gajkowski is the South Dakota AARP state director. He says the age tax could lead to health complications for those over the age of 50.
Our fear is that if insurance companies are able to charge 5 times more for insurance of an individual 50 or older, they're just not going to get insurance, which means that that's just going to kick the problem down the road. It's going to come back on when they end up having an issue, a health issue, then they're going to end up having to go to an emergency room, which is going to be a more expensive procedure. And if they're not able to pay for it because they don't have health insurance, then the state, the county, the medical foundations, they're going to have to pick up that coverage because the individual might not be able to pay for it.
Gajkowski says the age tax would increase revenue for insurance companies while cutting $839 billion from Medicaid. He says the poor, the disabled, children, and seniors in nursing homes would be most affected by this cut in funds. Next week, 100 AARP representatives from all over the country, including Gajkowski, plan to lobby in Congress and lobby on behalf of AARP members who are against the age tax. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Dean Welty.
In the forecast today, warmer, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies, and the Black Hills isolated storms this afternoon, highs mainly in the 80s.